Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as I'm concerned, if they don't go on some kind of deep run, I'm going to want to move on. I'm going to want to blow it up. I laid out yesterday how they can still go on a run and make the playoffs. If they do that, then sure, I'll bring them back. They could even have a really strong close to the finish where you're thinking, you know what, let me run it back for a year. But if none of that happens, which seems like the likeliest scenario, and I find myself in the camp of many of my fellow Jet fans who say, we got to get rid of him. You need, for this to work, to find a place where he wants to go. Because then it can become a nice, clean, mutual
landing
trade, cut, restructure, whatever, to make it all work. Otherwise, this thing could get very ugly. So I'm thinking about the NFL. I'm going around the league in my head, and I'm like, all right, where could Aaron Rodgers fit next season? And there's very few places.
There aren't.
Like, they're all stretches. Like, I'm thinking, all right, how about the Seahawks? They don't believe in Geno Smith. You know what? Aaron Rodgers is better. Let's go for it with a young head coach.
Yeah, they got the similar QB ratings this year and just slightly better record.
Right. Would they do that? Probably not.
I doubt it.
Would the San Francisco 49ers finally fulfill the dream? But Brock Purdy. Like, are they really going to say we're dumping Brock Purdy?
They're having a debate on how much and what when they're going to pay Brock Purdy.
Right.
And he wins for them.
Right.
So I don't think that's an option either.
So Carolina, no, they're rebuilding, even though they need a quarterback. They're not close enough to say, let's go
Bryce
take it.
Bryce Young has won two games in a row.
Right. But even
whatever
if they,
that means, but whatever. It's like there's positivity around him. There hasn't been positivity around him for much of his young career.
But even if they decided to move off on quarterback, they're not equipped to then go for it with Aaron Rodgers.
No, of course not.
Do the New Orleans Saints say, let's move out on Derek Carr and go all in on Aaron Rodgers? Mm. Probably not.
I doubt it.
Do the Falcons, who are having a good year, move on from Kirk Cousins to go to Aaron? No.
No, because they drafted their quarterback of the future.
Exactly.
Already.
They've got Michael Penix ready to go at some point. Do the Buccaneers move out on Baker Mayfield? No. Then I'm like, the Vikings. Do the Vikings not believe in J.J. McCarthy, not believe in Sam Darnold? Does it follow the Brett Favre script completely?
I just think you can't do that with a quarterback in waiting. You drafted a quarterback in the first round, so the Vikings are out.
But he had a setback this week, too.
Did he?
With his injury recovery, yeah.
But what is it like a year setback?
No, I think they had to go back in. Something happened. There was like a second now surgery done on him.
Yeah. I still think Tiki's right, though. They're not, unless it's a kind of injury where you're like, wow, he's never going to recover, and he's just never going to be the quarterback prospect we deemed. Are you even picking Aaron Rodgers over Sam Darnold?
Right.
Maybe.
And now, they're 7-2 with Sam Darnold. I know he's turned the ball over a lot the last couple of weeks, but they're still 7-2.
But that's why they may be. This is why I think the Vikings are interesting. There's nothing wrong. They can look at the Green Bay Packers. Was it that bad that Jordan Love sat for that many years? It's not like J.J. McCarthy was this perfect prospect coming out.
I don't think the Vikings, the more you think about it, is the worst of these possibilities. I think they're probably the closest of any of the teams we've talked about so far. I just kind of agree with Tiki. I don't think they would do it. The Bears aren't going to do it. The Packers aren't going to do it. The Lions aren't going to do it. And then you think about the NFC East, and you're like, well, Washington's not going to do it. The Eagles aren't going to do it. But the Giants need a quarterback. That would be most hilarious thing ever.
No chance.
Well, you may need a stopgap. You may need somebody. You may need a veteran.
Giants suck.
You may... I can't even with a straight face.
There's no chance. And first of all, Giant fans would reject that as before it even got fully out of someone's mouth.
T, you don't know Sean Marash well enough. So
you do not want that to happen.
So right now, Sean, give your opinion on the right now because I'm sure you'll kill it. Go ahead.
If they're drafting a quarterback
first, second
overall.
He's going to say yes.
Hear me out. Hold on. Before anybody interrupts me, I want the Giants to draft their next franchise quarterback. And at this point, we're 2-8. I hope it's in the top three of the draft enough to trade up. I want that to happen. However, a lot has been made about the quarterback prospects and flaws in this, that, the other. If the Giants identify the quarterback they want to take, insert whoever it is here, and feel like maybe they're not ready to start the year and this is a quarterback they want to take their time with, I could be sold on Aaron Rodgers one year to win enough games with the base you have and then start that guy year two. I'm not telling you I want that, but I could be sold on it based on who they're drafting.
I just feel like this is going to get so convoluted if, say, the Jets don't go on a run and they're running it back. They're just resetting, new coach, new everything, and Aaron Rodgers is there because there's a massive cap hit.
I wouldn't want to do that, by the way.
The cap hit.
What you laid out, if I'm getting a brand new coach and I'm really starting over, then I want Aaron Rodgers off the team.
Yes.
I don't want to do the half measures.
But it's hard because there's such a massive cap hit.
No, I get you.
So there's no easy solution if he's not on your team next year unless you find a trade partner. But that even still is, I think, somewhat punitive.
Yeah, but do you want him on the Giants? Sean just basically told you yes.
No, I get
what he's saying, but I don't think so. Because I want the Giants to be, I don't know, I want them to be reset and young. You know what I mean?
Well, okay, let me ask you this.
They're young in certain spots, and they're probably going to get even younger at some others because of the draft and where they're finishing. But like that arc of intersection, BT used to always talk about this, like the arc of intersection when your team is ready to match the young star that you have, and if they don't match, then you just miss, right? I think that would happen, right? Well, you would just miss.
If you draft the quarterback that Sean's describing, which I think you're going to do no matter what, and Dabes and Shane are here, and you draft your young quarterback, and you deem it's best for him to sit. Okay, and you guys sort of did that with Eli. He sat for a little bit.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what usually happens. Guys will sit a little bit, and then eventually they start. We saw it with Drake May in New England as well. Not everybody is Aaron Rodgers or even Patrick Mahomes. But you want the kid to sit, and you agree. You're like, yes, love 100%. The kid. He should sit. Which veteran quarterback would you rather have as your stopgap, Daniel Jones or Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, you'd want Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, so then you agree with Sean. You want him.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I don't want them.
I don't want him either. I'm just telling you how I could be sold as a fan that's the only scenario where I get it.
Well, you're very easily sellable. Like,
I think he's on. Aaron Rodgers is built for a team that wants to win right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the Giants are there.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to be the uncomfortable part. You know, we're looking to find a marriage partner for Aaron Rodgers. He may not be able to get exactly what he wants because he's not the hot commodity that he thinks he is.
True, but there's really only one team if I look at it.
Really? You got one?
Yes.
Because I'm still stumped going through the entire NFC. Is it an AFC team?
It's an AFC team.
Okay.
The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns. They dumped Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
They got the talent. They say, let's go.
Well, I don't know how they're dumping Deshaun Watson, but whatever, you make him a non-factor.
I know what we're going to say with the cap. That cap number is so heavy next year.
Agreed.
That I don't know how you fit both of them under, and they're not looking to disperse more money down the line and keep Watson longer.
By the way, you're right about the cap, but I kind of agree with Tiki's overall point that if I'm looking...
I don't know how you figure it out. I know you could. You throw these void years on. We've seen this multiple
I don't know how
times.
You figure it out, but I think you're right in terms of a team with talent and a team who's like, I'm desperate.
Right.
Let's see. And if you're Rodgers, you can be sold on it of, hey, they're not that far off.
No. All right. Some of these all the other teams you think about or talk about, one, either have the quarterback now or of the future, or they're not even close.
Right.
And so I don't think you can convince Aaron Rodgers to go to a team that's not close.
And let's not forget, 2 years ago when Rodgers was a hotter commodity, wasn't exactly a lot of teams banging down the doors of the Packers
no,
to make
I
that
agree.
Trade.
No, I
remember
agree.
We talked about this and how it felt like he needed the Jets as much as the Jets needed him.
Yes. Yeah.
It's why it was a perfect marriage.
I think there's one other team in the AFC I throw at you, and go you ahead. Probably have a lot of insight on that team because I think you cover them. I think you actually are employed to cover this said football team, and that's the Indianapolis Colts.
No, I can't see them doing
why?
It again.
They don't know what they're doing with Anthony Richardson.
I feel like they're all now in on Anthony Richardson. And so I think he needed to be, I don't know, taught something.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why he got sat down for Joe Flacco for 2 games. And, you know, it was eye-opening for him.
Mm.
So I think they're going to ride the Anthony Richardson train. They're not looking to go win a championship next year.
I think I got it. And I think it's going to benefit the Jets. And I think we're going to go back to the Stafford-Goff trade. Remember how shocking that was? Yeah.
It's not only shocking, it's the hallmark in win-win trades.
Okay. Right.
I use that example all the time. It's the ultimate win-win trade in terms of one team got their championship right. And the other team, look where they are now in
all
Detroit.
Right. I'm not going to just lay it out for you. This team is going to the playoffs this year.
Okay.
This team will fall short in the playoffs this year. And we'll immediately question, we're close. Maybe we could take a 1 year run at this with Aaron Rodgers. This team's quarterback has a contract you can get out after next year, which would benefit the Jets to have him play for a year with this roster while drafting their own. Aaron Rodgers traded for Kirk Cousins. I don't think Evan hates it.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'm digesting it.
You get him for 1 year. You can get out after that Atlanta contract next year. Is a similar
yeah,
Daniel Jones deal.
I would treat Kirk Cousins, if I made that trade, I would treat Kirk Cousins the way I would treat him now in Atlanta, where I'd be drafting my future.
But that's what I'm saying.
And basically
but
saying,
they already drafted him.
No. My team would have to.
Yeah.
Unless you believe in Jordan Travis. Like, I would do that trade under the guise of, you are here for a year. I'm already drafting your replacement. And by the way, that replacement may even replace you before the season is even over. Like, I could do that. I'd be open to something like, boy, the Jets are such a mess that these are even, like, decent options.
And the Falcons could let Penix sit another year if they think they're that close.
Yeah, but
Penix would be 25 next year. Remember, he played
five years
of college.
He did.
And so, do you really need him to sit another year?
If they get to the divisional round this year and Kirk Cousins throws a couple picks in the playoffs and they feel like Arthur Blank, too, going, man, 1 year, man, this NFC, we can make a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but if they get that far, then Kirk Cousins has done some good things.
Daniel Jones made a divisional round.
888-808-1019. Billy's in Brooklyn. How are you, Billy?
I'm all right. How are you, Evan? You didn't mention a team that I've been thinking about, and we thought about getting this quarterback in 2020 under Adam Gase. They have the first pick in the draft, the Jacks. I don't know how you're going to get Trevor Lawrence, but he's not had a great year. He has not lived up to first overall pick expectations. So, what are your thoughts on that?
On the Jets going after Trevor Lawrence, Tiki brought up Trevor Lawrence the other day as an interesting guy to go after if you're the Giants.
Yeah.
As would Jacksonville move off of him?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen enough from him early in his career to say, you know what, let me change it up
right.
a little bit?
You've
let me
seen
give
some
him
good things.
Yeah.
There's also been some bad, too.
Yeah, I think for the Giants, I'd feel better about because I've got a guy I trust to fix him
right.
in Brian Daboll. The Jets, we don't even know who the hell their head coach is. We don't even know who the offensive coordinator would be. I'm very mixed on Trevor Lawrence. I think he feels like a very average quarterback who's never going to live up to the hype that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that hype was just unfair. I mean,
right.
he was considered generational when he came out in that draft. I think as a Jet fan, if they blow it up on Rodgers, I am leaning towards drafting the guy. And I know it's going back to the same script we read with Mark Sanchez and Geno Smith and Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson. But honestly, that's probably what you have to do.
Yeah, but it's also, you can talk about drafting the guy. You probably got to wait another year.
Because this draft is so unappealing to you when it comes to quarterbacks.
I mean, and maybe there's two. But are you going to get there? Are you going to be able to get to one or two? And I don't know if you win a couple more games. Because Aaron Rodgers is not trying to chill and make the season turn into a tank year.
The Jets are not finishing with a top five pick. I don't even think they're going to finish with a top 10 pick.
Right.
I think they're going to be in the teens or the lower single digits.
If you want to draft your guy, there's not a clear path to getting him.
Well, the path I laid out yesterday, trading Sauce Gardner for a number one pick. That's the only path. you know, making some kind of big expenditure, if you will.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.